They come up short to a very good Crest Ridge team. And Andrew, appreciate the call. And I tell you, Crest Ridge, they're a pretty good ball club, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, they are dangerous. They've got some really good scores on that team.
Well, and then they talk about the, I guess it's Cole Smidley. He's a pretty good player, isn't he?
Yeah, he's really good. I know he's creeping in on that career scoring mark over there. And Drew Smith did a really good job tonight on playing defense on him. He held him to 10 points tonight.
Well, he did a good job. Would you play a man-to-man? Must have played the man, sounds like.
Yeah, we played man-to-man and kind of played him face-guarded for most of the night.
Well, let's go back, and I know Crest Ridge. I know they're the team that's, you know, right atop the I-70 conference. You get a nice win on Tuesday night. You have a conference game at Lone Jack, and you come away with a pretty close 52-47 win. So, got to be very happy with the way your Chiefs played that night.
Oh, absolutely. We trailed for most of that game, going into the fourth quarter, and we had a big 21-12 fourth that won it for us.
What was the secret in that fourth quarter? You say you scored 21 points. What made the difference?
I think our free throw shooting, taking care of the ball. We only had two turnovers in that fourth quarter. That helped us out a lot. That knocked us down from our usual. We were averaging about over 20 turnovers a game, and we only had 17 that night. Only two in that fourth really helped.
Andrew, who stood out for the Chiefs in your two games this week?
We had three this week. We played Tuesday, last night, and then tonight. We had Pilot Grove last night, but Drew Schmidt has had a really good 2 weeks. Hunter Ballinger had a really good week this week as well. Drew had 11 in that win against Lone Jack, and then had 20 last night against Pilot Grove. And like I said, he kind of shut down the Smidley kid tonight. And Hunter Ballinger had 16 and 16, and then 8 tonight.
Yeah, so you got to, it sounds like your team, I know wins have been kind of hard to come by, but it sounds like your guys are starting to play better and better as the year goes on.
Yeah, we're getting there. We're starting to show the improvements that we've been making, and they're starting to come in more flashes than the bad flashes I've been showing.
All right, next week back at home, couple of games. You got Wellington Napoleon. They come your way on Tuesday night, and you're going to be our Curley game of the week. I was just talking to Nick about it. I was trying to remember. You do play Concordia Friday night. Concordia comes to Santa Fe, so be a couple of big I-70 conference games next week in your gym.
Yeah, we've got a big week court warming on Friday night against Concordia, and then like you said, Wellington on Tuesday. It's going to be a jam packed week.
Is Concordia your biggest rival?
Yeah, I would still say so. Boys get a little more fired up to play them still, and I'd say both schools in Concordia, boys really get fired up to play with.
When you get to go against a veteran, Brent Cooper, Brent's a very good coach, and that'll be an interesting matchup, won't it?
Yeah, we've played him twice this year, and Coach Cooper's he knows what he's doing for sure, and he's got his boys playing really well.
Yeah.
Got five guys that play together, and the Adams kid, and the freshman sophomore that comes in off the bench is a good shooter as well.
Andrew, always enjoy the visit. Doing a good job over at Santa Fe, and I really appreciate the fact you call us every Friday night, win, lose, or draw, and nice win this week over Lone Jack, and call us next week, and after that Concordia game, like I say, we'll be over there Friday night, and we'll talk Santa Fe Chief basketball again.
Sounds good. Appreciate it, Joe.
All right. See you, Andrew. That's Andrew Smith, head coach of the Santa Fe Chiefs. Let's take another timeout. Back with more right after this on the fifth quarter.